Jay Hicken here. Thanks for checking out the 1010 XL On Demand. It's brought to you by Kuhn Flowers. Locations on Beach Boulevard and in Ponte Vedra. Kuhn Flowers wants to be your florist.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour, only on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM. Now, the Edwin Watts Golf Team.
Hey, good morning, Jacksonville, Florida, Northeast, Florida, Southeast United States. Welcome to the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour with Caddy Mike Correo. I'm Tom, the old pro. Mayor Matt in the box and Leslie's win in Rome.
That's
or somewhere
right.
Over there.
Right now, I think Leslie's at the Vatican, maybe with the Pope. I don't know. But beautiful pictures from over there. And so congratulations again to Leslie and KW. Got married a week ago today and decided to do the honeymoon. Made a brief stop in Ireland or something, had a pint or two. But now they're in Italy, and so that's awesome, you know, to be able to see that part of the world and do that now. So good for them, and congratulations.
Anyway, welcome to the show this beautiful Saturday morning. And we're just hitting stretches of that's why we live here weather,
mm-hmm.
Right? So welcome to the show. Don't forget, Father's Day is right around the corner.
It is. Last Sunday we had Mother's Day, 16th of June, which will be the Sunday, the last day of the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. So start thinking in terms of what you're going to be lining up for dads.
Yeah, it's a good time to do that. You know,
everything. So. You can get everything, right?
That's it. You can get everything at, you know where, Edwin Watts Golf Shop,
mm-hmm.
Jacksonville's most established, trusted golf retailer.
We can say best,
over 20
too.
Years.
We can say
we're
best.
The best.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, this is an easy decision for any of your golfing needs. To visit the two incredible Edwin Watts Golf locations, Ponte Vedra Beach at A1A in Butler,
mm-hmm.
And that's back at the Home Depot Plaza. And on the south side at Phillips and Shad Road, 1 mile north of the Avenues Mall, right next door to Showtime Sports Cards and Collectibles. So you can collect and golf at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so start shopping around and prepare for Father's Day. And when you're in the shop, you can register to win for your chance to go to a trip to Ping.
All expenses paid. Yeah, I saw that. That started this week, right?
Mm-hmm. That started this week. So six lucky individuals nationwide are going to be chosen to take this incredible free trip, which would include VIP driver and putter fitting,
mm-hmm.
Tour of the Ping facility, and, well, I mean, like one of my favorite places in the world is the Ping Gold Vault.
Yes. I still haven't gotten the key there yet, Tom.
Well, you're probably going to be waiting a while, Caddy Mike. How do you cut this one? All right, so two rounds of golf.
You think security stuff at the airport.
Oh, dude, you have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Two rounds of golf with new clubs, hotel, and airfare. And
beautiful.
Folks, this is a trip of a lifetime.
Yeah.
And I bring this up because, we couldn't be here every Saturday morning bringing you the nonsense that we do and the fun and the word in the world of golf without Ping. As a title sponsor, they want you to play your best. You know, it's real easy. Stop in your local Edwin Watts Golf Shop and find out what color code are you. They established this.
Mm-hmm.
It's the standard of the industry. And it's real simple. A few basic measurements, discussion with a technician, and find out, this is my color code.
Right.
Then you get in, if you decide you want to get into fitting, it's real easy. Very, very easy.
What Ping has done is made the best combination of technology that benefits golfers, not technology for the sake of having another phone, but technology that benefits golfers in the club heads and the shafts and the design to make it easier to play for amateur golfers especially, but as you can see, pros have taken to it. And the second part is the fitting, custom fit. Matthew at, what are you, Matthew, 5'8", 9'10"?
Yeah, I guess 5'9" on a good day.
Ish. I'm 6'2", Tom right up there too. You know, different people are going to need different fitting for their golf clubs in order to play their best. And Ping invented it, and they're still the best at it.
They invented, I mean, they're the true engineering company of
exactly.
the golf world. They invented perimeter weighting, forgiveness,
mm-hmm.
okay, low center of gravity.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he was an engineer mm-hmm. who, in today's world, NASA and GE and other major corporations around the world still use a lot of his inventions.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what does that tell you about the golf clubs? Okay. He played golf, goes, this has to be easier.
Yeah.
Right?
Easier way to do
so
this.
So he brought it to the table.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
1959. So stop in and find out what Ping Golf is all about. The new G410 line. Just got my new 410 driver. And I love it because of speed of rotation of the head, et cetera, et cetera. I can't hit it left.
Nice.
So I need to be at Beth Page because I can cut it in a fairway with the best of them.
That's
right
perfect.
Now, all
yeah.
day long.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, stop in your local Ed and Watts Golf Shop and register, because not only when you register, drop your name in the bucket, do you have a chance to be chosen to go to Ping, but each store in our company and Worldwide Golf Nationwide is going to give away a one Ping bag for free to somebody that drops their name in that bucket.
Fantastic. And last year at this time, who was one of the four people? One of Tom's customers. Absolutely. He dropped it in the box and had a magnificent, we had him on,
he
actually.
He went to Ping, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Ping has upped it from four to six people nationwide
sweet.
Will be chosen.
Or cemented to some.
A six piece. Six people. Mm-hmm. All right.
Fantastic.
Specials. Hey, support our veterans. You know, right
yes.
here on Ed and Watts, we talk about it all the time. You know, Ed and Watts Golf has always, okay, Edwin started in the Panhandle right next to Eglin Air Force Base. So, I mean, his primary customers have always been military. We've always supported the military. So we have a product in there called Subtle Patriot. And we have a golf bag special. Okay, these are really amazingly cool-looking golf bags,
mm-hmm.
and they support our veterans, okay?
Oh, that's awesome.
All right. Every Subtle Patriot bag purchase raises money for the NS2 Service Boot to Suits Veteran Employment Program, okay? So these bags right now, normally $240,
mm-hmm.
are right now $40 off at
$199.99.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's through May 15th through July 7th.
Oh, plenty of time.
All right.
Sounds like a good Father's Day gift.
All right, and this just came across the wire. Started yesterday. Callaway, there's three ways to save on a wedge so you can better your wedge game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mac Daddy 4, MD4 wedges. If you buy one, you save $10. If you buy two MD4 wedges, you save $20 on each. That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
It gets better.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy three MD4 wedges, you're going to save $30 off of each wedge.
Three times 30, that's 90.
Bam.
Bam.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes through July 31st. We have electronics are, we've got a few electronics on sale, Golf Buddy. And of course, Father's Day's coming. So watch for some Father's Day sale promotions that will be coming down the track. Cleveland Golf right now, you can get a stand bag with a purchase of HB or CBX irons.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Callaway has a 50% trade, not Callaway, Titleist has a 50% trade bonus towards their TS drivers.
Mm-hmm. So if you're trading in, you get an extra 50% towards the trade-in on your trade-in
Not the fairways,
items.
TS2 or TS3 drivers.
Okay.
And if you like your Pro-V practice ball, we have got more in Pro-V practice balls.
Yeah, same
two
ball.
Two for 50.
Mm-hmm. Cosmetic something or has practice on the side, but you know it's $20 less than the full price. So
and of course, here's a thought for Father's Day. Free
mm-hmm.
personalization from
Ooh.
Wilson on the Duo Soft,
I
Duo Optics, or Duo Professional. Okay.
Yeah, that's C-A-D-D-Y space M-I-K-E, if anybody wants to get me a few dozen. Matthew's nodding his head going, that sounds good, Caddy Mike.
Mm-hmm. So get your order in now. And also, here's something for Dad. WeatherSoft, FootJoy WeatherSoft 2-Glove Pack. Normally $19.99, now $17.99.
Before we go to break, which will be very shortly, speaking of fathers, congratulations. Steve Butte, also known as Beef from 1010XL, he and his wife, Tracy, well, Tracy did all the hard work, Tracy Horowitz-Butte, had a baby girl this week, Tom. Sophia. Sophia Butte is a beautiful, thank you. A beautiful picture of Sophia. She's going to be great. And here's the thing about Petit Filet, his son, and Sophia, the daughter. You can have a great life in this world, Tom, if you have great parents. And those two are really great parents. You can just tell how they are. So congratulations to Beef, Tracy, and the whole Butte family.
All right, we got to slide out of here this morning on the Ed Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour to our first break. And, of course, when we come back, you know what we're going to dig into. We're going to dig into the PGA Championship and what's going on up there in New Jersey land. Here on the Ed Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour, brought to you by Ping Golf and Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Live here on 1010 XL and 92.5 FM. Be right back.
You're listening to the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Yes, you are, and we certainly appreciate it. We couldn't be here without you, and Caddy Mike and I really certainly appreciate all the great compliments and people around town that wave at us and say, hey, you listen to the show every week, and believe me, from the heart, it's a passion of mine, mm-hmm. Caddy Mike's and Mayor Matt, and we're here, you know, that's what we do, you know, good or bad, we talk about it, and we'll touch on it a little bit later, because Caddy Mike and I are laughing our rear ends off and really enjoy something that's happening at the PGA, but right now, we got a super, super golfer on the line, Gary, good morning, welcome to the radio hour, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. A couple thoughts about the PGA, and then I'll hang up and listen to y'all. First of all, I thought it was a tactical mistake for Tiger to take a month off between Augusta and rolling into a tough course like Bethpage Black without having any tournament sharpness at all. And secondly, I was against, this is probably what you're referring to, John Daly using the golf cart because of the fact of the precedent. Where do you draw the line? Scott Verplank is diabetic. Couples has a bad back. Why should the PGA reward John Daly, who abused his body for 25 years, fat, out of shape, chain smoke? Why should he be rewarded?
I love it.
Why others, maybe who are in better shape but suffer other, you know, infirmities, why should they not? And thanks, and I'll hang up and listen to what you guys say. Thanks.
All right, great, Gary. I love it. That's, you know, that's what this show is all about. It's about golfers. You out there listening,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Want to call, hear your voice. Hey, that's why Caddy Mike and I are on the radio. We have the face for radio, okay? So,
ouch.
We love it. Gary, thanks for calling. You know, I'm in agreement. I think the PGA kind of fumbled here. They're kind of leaned. They kind of swung to the side of the what I feel is an incompetency of the USGA a lot of times in some of their thoughts or decisions or whatever they arrive at. You get there, you show up, and you play the game. You know, everybody has to play the same course, so does everybody get a cart?
Yeah.
Come on. So there has to be a line on special exemptions drawn. Example, how did Tony Romo fare in his outing? We're not going to go there. That's
148
that's past
out of
history.
156. But
yeah.
To get to Gary's okay. point about the cart, I agree 100%. And because John Daly did, you know, he has abused his body. My knees hurt or I can't walk, right? Casey Martin, back in the day, they made an exemption for him. He had degenerative disease and couldn't even hardly move, and he was allowed to play. He qualified for the U.S. Open golf tournament, I believe. It's kind of a joke. Walking is an integral part of playing. You talk about tough course to walk, Augusta National, this one. That's part of the deal. Daly won the PGA Championship in 1991 at Crooked Six, so he's eligible to play, but he... You know, he's what he shoots, 75, 76, missed the cut, took up a spot. So I agree 100% with you, and I certainly hope that won't happen again because it got, like Tiger said, I don't know, I won a U.S. Open with a broken leg in 2008. I didn't, you know, have a golf cart, so that was dumb.
It was a ratings move. That's all it was. Oh, God, we get John in here, and we'll draw a few more people.
Yeah. On the other point, in terms of, I mean— Because Tiger played poorly, you tend to think, okay, yeah, he didn't have any preparation for a month. And so as it turns out, that turned out not to be a good idea. He'd been to Bethpage Black the week before, but he didn't have, as Nick Faldo said, had any competitive round. It's one thing to hit ball. It's one thing to, you know what I mean, Tom? There's a big difference. Once you start playing, you have to
There's
pull off
certain... There's an edge that you have to have going into an event.
You have to pull off certain shots. You have to do this. You have to do that. Contrary to that, you look at Brooks Koepka, who played in Texas, of course, wasn't even close to like the course he's playing, but he likes to stay competitively sharp. He likes to have his focus better. He shot 20 under par, finished second place. By the way, congratulations to Matt Every, who also finished second, local resident who played really great. So I think that he didn't. Now, what do you think, Tom? Going to the U.S. Open, in my mind, he's got to play Memorial. I would play Jack's tournament, not only, you know, out of respect to Jack and the great tournament that it is, but as at least one tournament between then and Pebble Beach. What do you think?
Well, first off, there was definitely some rumblings, Gary, of Tiger being a little tender back there after the Masters. Because Augusta is probably, without question, the most physically demanding golf course to walk.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So there were some, you know, underground rumblings, pretty decent words coming down the pike that, you know, Tiger, he was pretty tender. And it's kind of like...
Didn't feel so good.
Mm-hmm. Part of the guess is that he was probably trying to lay low without being exposed that, oh, really, I'm still got problems, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So I think I got enough game to show up and at least make the cut, and then maybe if I'm close, make a run at it.
Right.
Okay?
You're right. It may have been, I don't want people to know that. Now, because when Tiger won the Masters, everybody went crazy and said, okay, he's going to win 18, 19, 20 majors. He's back in his game. Tiger, in my opinion, and I'm not a doctor, is going to, on a weekly, monthly basis, is never going to know how it goes, how it's going to go with the back, with the energy. So he's going to have to pick his spots. And if during that particular week, and Augusta's a course for him that he could spray the ball a little bit, he did not have to hit the ball as
wide
straight
open.
And long
it's basically
as this
wide,
course.
It's open.
He's a great iron player. He knows the course. He knows how to putt there. He can handle the pressure. He's very mentally strong. So I think that we'll see going forward. And here's the other thing. You know, it's just like we were talking earlier about how difficult it is to win a golf tournament. In order to win a golf tournament, you got to beat everybody. And if Tiger isn't on his current A game, it's not as great as his former A game, his current A game, you think he can beat Brooks Koepka? No. I mean, it ain't going to happen.
But wait, there's a conspiracy theory.
What?
Katie Mike.
We like those.
Oh, we like those.
What if? Uh-oh, here we go.
Tiger threw the match because of where he was. Not a chance to win. I don't know if I want to play the weekend. I got my yacht over here.
He did. It's a nice yacht, I hear. I haven't been on it, but.
Yeah, let's just kind of get in, go home, and
kinda
ride my yacht, right?
Make a few mistakes, come in.
Not gonna make the cut.
I was watching.
I don't want to have to grind to try
to
win this.
Well, he would be.
This guy's out of sight on me, so I'm going home.
If he made the cut on the number, if he'd have buried the last hole plus four, then he'd be 16 shots behind.
Yeah.
This version of Brooks Koepka. So I was as I usually do, talking to the TV, and I said, you know what, Tiger? You missed that second shot on 18 on purpose. He's in the fairway. He kind of hits kind of a weak push cut.
It's bad.
Scruffs on the front edge of the green, and clearly he wasn't going to make the chip. And so, I don't know. I mean, that's the conspiracy theory. But I suspect that coming in, even him, they say, oh, he's fighting. I don't think so. I mean, you get to a point where, because if he's not going to have a chance to win,
I mean,
kind of what's
the
point?
Like, I'm going to lose my tour card, so I got to grind here.
Right. No, I'm not saying he would ever quit or not give good effort, but it just sort of seemed kind of funny.
Well, your energy level changes, and you kind of hit a point coming in going, you know, I just kind of hit the ball in and see what happens.
Right.
Okay. That's it. Bottom line, you know. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, you know, I'm throwing in the towel. My yacht's looking pretty good. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what I like about Bruce. Bruce just showed up there. He didn't show up in his yacht. Brooks? Didn't need all Koepka.
Brooks.
Yeah. He didn't need all the fanfare and glory going up there. And it's kind of like, really, you know, so why do you need a yacht to show up in somewhere to play golf? I mean, you know, get up the road, play your golf, and go home. You know, don't have to have a parade that, hey, everybody, I'm in town. Look at me. I've come to play, right? No, you know, and that's one thing I like about Koepka. He's grounded.
Yes. I think that, and then we'll get to the, we'll talk about PJ in this segment and the next segment, I'm sure. Koepka has paid, as Tom likes to say, paid his dues. When he got out of school, he had no exemptions like Jordan. Come play our tournament. You know, he had no status. He tried to qualify for the PGA Tour and didn't. So what did he do? He went to Europe. And you know what? A challenge tour. You know what the challenge tour is? It's the web.com tour of Europe. Yeah. It ain't fancy.
You live out of a suitcase.
You live out of a suitcase. You're driving. You're going from one country to the other country,
Wear the same shirt
weather,
3 days in a row.
Lousy hotels.
It's tough, folks.
It tough is conditions.
But.
And what did he do? He learned he's twice as tough as he is mentally because of that. He learned how to play in all different conditions. He learned how to rely on himself. The first tournament he won, it was like 40 degrees and rainy and windy in Scotland, and he beat everybody. And he said, he kind of starts to get a feeling.
I can do this.
Comes back to the States, keeps getting better. And then, you know, started winning a tournament. And then he got to a point where by the time he was 28, 7, 8, he had the complete package. The physical status, the great swing, and most importantly, the mental discipline, determination, focus. He doesn't let outside influences bother him, which in golf, Tom, isn't that one of the keys to success?
Absolutely. And that's why we've said it before. It's difficult for last week.
Mm-hmm.
The young man won in his hometown.
Sung Kang, yeah. Congratulations. And 23 under is some ridiculous number. He
was
great.
Don't know how hard that is. I've done it in my hometown. So I'm going to speak here. You don't know, golfers, how hard it is to win in front of your hometown. You have so many outside interferences, mm-hmm. friends and families and goings on and distractions, and then you have to take it to the course.
Yes.
Okay. You know, I remember my dad came out to see me at an event I won,
mm-hmm.
and he had never seen me play golf before, ever.
Yeah.
My dad was not an athlete. He was mm-hmm. a mind guy, right?
Yes.
So I made the turn and had three birdies coming in. I made the turn at a under club coming in on the ninth hole. I hit a 7-iron in on the front of the green. Should have been a 6.5, 5-iron to the mm-hmm. back. Back was back left. I almost 3-putted, and I looked up, and there was my dad. I was like, I didn't know what to do. You know, my mind went everywhere.
Did you get nervous all
no,
of a sudden?
No, I didn't get just, nervous. Mm-hmm. And my dad goes, wow, son, that was really cool. I should have come out sooner, right?
Yes.
So he goes, hey, would you like a hot dog? I said, yeah, Dad, I'm kind of hungry. I just, you know. And my mom had been out, mm-hmm. met me halfway through the back nine and walked along with me and watched me play, right? Not a problem. I was just blown away. My dad was there. And so he ran in. He got me a hot dog. And 10T was right across the cart mm-hmm. path, the parking lot area,
right.
cart
where he parked. Right, make the turn.
Mm-hmm. Right, walked over, I crammed the hot dog, I got there, and I topped my drive into the gorge in front of the tee. So I had to reload.
Most of those hot dogs are pretty good, though.
So I go from 3-under real quick like that. Yeah. I had to reload, hitting 3 off the tee. I make 6 on the hole, and I struggled through the day, but the whole thing was, this is why winning at home can be challenging. If I'd have been away, my dad wouldn't have been there.
Right.
Okay. So, anyway, we're going to get into the PGA more and talk about Mr. Koepka and the rest of the field and something that we're having fun about this week. And I hope it continues for the next 2 days here on the Ed Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour, brought to you by Ping Golf. And of course, Edwin Watts Golf Shop, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Live here on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. We'll be right back.
Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Tom Ashton, the old bro. This morning I felt a little older.
Did you?
Yeah. Anyway, I guess my birthday's getting closer, so I'm starting to feel it, the outer vibrations.
You? Next Friday. Next week's show, I'll be older than I am now.
Oh, although happy early birthday.
With this haircut, Matthew, I look a lot younger, right?
You got the old Bieber hair going on right there. I like it. Nice. Staying young, Caddy.
That's it. You got it, brother.
You look like Chambly. You got Chambly hair. Oh, well, but
put him on the
hey,
golf
you know
channel.
What, folks? We're going to come into that. We're going to love it. But, hey, you know what? 13 things that happened last time.
Is that a lucky 13 or unlucky?
A major is held at Bethpage.
Aha. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which is a really great municipal course designed by Tillinghast in Long Island. Is that how you say it? Long Island.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lunk Island. L-E, mm-hmm. Right? No. All right. Lucas Glover won.
Yes, he did. The U.S. Open. David Duval
almost won. Right?
Mm-hmm.
David Duval almost won with a triple bogey in the final round.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Phil Mickelson should have won.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Where's Phil now? We lost
Phil
track of him
is
yesterday.
Level par.
Yeah.
He shot one under the first day, and then he made a quick double on the second hole the second day. But he scraped around because I didn't figure that course, frankly, he would have much of a chance the way he drives the ball. Unlike you, he can hit it left, you know, if you catch my drift. But I think thanks to his, what are those three Mac Daddy, four wedges, he's got all of them in his bag, and he made a lot of saves. But, you know, that's not going to be good enough this week.
And a guy that kind of faded from history, Ricky mm-hmm. Barnes nearly ran away with the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, okay? That's right.
So
remember that.
And because he took conditions, it was really wet the whole week. Mm-hmm. He took advantage of it. Okay, there was a Monday finish, which the way things are going now, there will not be a Monday finish.
No.
And it could have even been worse, okay? The USGA found itself embroiled in controversy, okay? Mike Davis kind of got himself in early and deep, but that's no big surprise, okay? They were criticized there'd be no refund for Thursday ticket holders. Who only saw 3 hours of golf before play was suspended. Okay, I mean, again, what I say, oh, USJ? It was Phil's first major after his wife's diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
oh,
you know,
yeah, that's
Phil
right.
is like the guy in, up there.
Yes.
He's the guy.
Yes.
Next to the sign that says, warning, 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 they should have another sign that says, Phil, we'll be back. Phil, we'll be back, right? Okay, and so it was kind of interesting. The top 10 players were kind of interesting. Tiger Woods, brutal weather draw. He drew after afternoon round. He got just dumped on in mm-hmm. the rain, so kind of made it tough on him. Okay. Nick Taylor tied a record, which, of course, Brooks Koepka now has the course record of 63,
yes.
which easily should have been 60.
Yeah. Well, it certainly right? could have been. He parred both the par five.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he missed a five-footer,
mm-hmm.
right?
But, you know, he made a few.
Okay, so some cool things that happened. And now one thing
which
I'm...
Which brings us to this year.
All right, yeah. I think it's funny to watch this morning. I was up early watching the commentary and all that. It's mm-hmm. how they're trying to, wow, what do we do? We had everything braced for Tiger.
Yep.
What do we do now? He didn't make the cut. And they're kind of, what do we do? What do we have to talk about? How can we expand on different areas quick? We got to think fast on our feet, out fast on our feet. And it's like, well, hey, let's talk about Brandel Chambly. The other announcer should be eating this one alive.
Yeah.
Right? Open mouth, insert both feet, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's a clown.
Yes.
Never been a fan. Okay.
You know, and I watch Golf Channel every day, you know, and You get a guy like Frank Nabilo or a guy like David or somebody, an experienced player, and it's you can be a commentator on golf and without I understand they're paid to criticize this or that. It's like Jordan Spieth, for instance, who, as we said on this show, I said if I was him, I wouldn't talk to him anymore. And Jordan played very, very well. A nice 66 yesterday. So he's right there, tied for second. He's going to be playing with Brooks. But Chamblee made an ass of himself. I know he doesn't care. But see, here's the thing. And then what did he say? As he said, Brooks gave me the finger.
4.5 hours.
Basically.
I felt like he was giving me the fingers. Well, guess what? He did it again yesterday.
He did it again.
Here's the other hand.
Yeah, that's it. Take that. It's cool. I mean, one of the things that makes Brooks great is that he doesn't care what people think. They interviewed Tiger after his round yesterday, and he was describing Koepka. He basically said, well, he drives at 330 in the fairway every time, hits really solid iron shots. If he's in the rough, he's got a nine or a wedge in, and he's putting great. He misses on the wrong, in the proper spot, which is very important for golfers. So you still have an angle to the pin. His scrambling's been great. He doesn't make any mistakes. He's extremely confident and focused. And David Duvall said, you know who that sounds like? That sounds like what we were saying about Tiger all those years. See, everybody used to get asked about Tiger. You remember? The guy would choose 65, and he'd say, well, what do you think of Tiger, what he's doing? It's like, and so Tiger kind of turned around on him yesterday because everybody's asking him about Koepka. And David said, it's not fun, is it? You know, we had that happen for 10 years. We were getting our you-know-whats beat by Tiger over and over because he did all those things. So Koepka has this complete package now. Physical, mental, game, focus, determination, and confidence. He knows he's the best player. And by backing it up, you know, it reinforces that mental, don't you think? And the other thing is, here's the thing. 63, 65, 128, the lowest 36-hole score in the history of major championship stroke play golf. It was like when they talked to Monty in the final round of 1997 Masters. Tiger was 9 ahead. He said, what is he, 9 ahead? He's like, guarantees that lead's going to be extended. I'm not a betting man, but I guarantee you his lead is going to be extended. I would be shocked if he doesn't win by 10 strokes or more, because what's he going to do? Keep doing what he's doing. The weather's perfect, right?
It's perfect.
Perfect weather, about 72 degrees.
He went to the range after his round to work out his driver.
Yeah, he was.
He felt he was blocking a little bit.
Yep. Right, and his iron shot on 17 was blocked right, and he three-putted, but I expect him to shoot 60-something today and 60-something tomorrow.
You know, he's not the guy that's going to walk up to Spieth and go, hey, Jordan, welcome to my tournament. I'm seven ahead.
Yeah.
So I'll see you on the 18th.
Right.
He's going to walk up, say, hey, Jordan, play good today. I'll see you on the 18th. Okay. Dave, what's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, just a couple of quick things as far as the tournament goes. First of all, they definitely think that the PGA, when it got letting Daly play with the card, as far as I'm concerned. And a couple other things. Gary was talking about, or the other caller was discussing about Tiger not playing competitively before the tournament. He's not hitting his driver straight. You can get away with that at Augusta, correct?
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
There is no rough.
Yeah.
If you hit it in the hay, you got to pay. And he doesn't hit the driver straight nowadays. So I think that's the result of. I don't think it has anything to do with.
Yeah, certainly yesterday he hit like two or three fairways. He's got no chance.
Yeah, he hit four ways on day one and like three yesterday. I mean, he was certainly struggling.
That's golf, though.
You get out of sync if you're playing out of the rough all day.
And you got to hit the fairways there. And but one thing, you're talking about commentators. I've been watching my first remembrance of watching a golf tournament, I believe, was the 67 or 8 of a Masters.
Byron Nelson?
My dad going crazy when Ben Hogan got in contention.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just picked up the game myself. And I can't think of another commentator that has made more money without a resume in golf than Gary McCord. He never won a tournament on the tour. I believe he did win a tournament on the seniors.
He has, yes.
Dave Marr won a PGA and probably six or seven other tournaments or so.
Yes.
And his shtick has just kind of grown a little old with me personally. How do you guys take that?
Well,
I agree. I'm like, Chamblee couldn't cut it on tour, so he's in the chair.
Yeah.
Gary McCord couldn't cut it on tour, and he's, what's he doing? He's walking fairways.
He's a different kind of a clown.
Right.
And I understand, here's the thing, I think, Dave, and we appreciate your call. There's so much golf on television now. Back when you're talking about, they showed maybe Saturday and Sunday of the majors on ABC. They had the great Byron Nelson, Jim McKay, and people like that doing the broadcast, and then CBS had the Masters. But that was it. Now you got golf on all the time. You got every tournament is telecast. So they I guess, need more people to... And, of course, Augusta, you know, after he made a few comments about bikini wax on the greens or something, they said no more McCord here. So, you know, he's a, what do you call it, a sideshow kind of a thing on it. He does know golf from a standpoint, and he's good friends with Phil and John Rahm, people like that living in Scottsdale. So he's one of those take it or leave it kind of guys, I think.
So, yeah.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
So I agree with Mike that, you know, they're really, I think, in desperate need of...
Of us.
of announcers that, you know, here's the one thing that I'll miss about Johnny Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Guy chunks it, and Johnny goes, man, that sucked. The guy's a hack. I mean, he didn't hold back. He like, here's what it is. It's black and white. This is the truth.
Yes.
Okay? He needs to work on a short game more. I mean, come on. How can you not hit that shot? You've been out here 6 years on a PGA Tour.
Yes.
And you can't hit that shot? Come on.
Yeah.
You know, that's, to me, that's the kind of the announcers we need, because I think that gets people fired up. It gets them active into it. It gets their attention. And to me, you know, I've been, Paul Ezinger is great and all that, but it's kind of like, here he is. I think he's going to hit a driver here.
Yeah, those are big shoes to fill, man.
It it's in the fairway.
Yeah, it'll be tough.
It's in the fairway. Yep. He'll have an iron shot into the green. To me, that doesn't draw attention or get attention from the viewers and listeners.
I think Johnny focused also on the mental side, the pressure. His biggest thing was, in order to win golf tournaments, on Sunday, you got to be able to deal with the pressure and pull off the shots that are required.
Right.
And that's what separates guys like Brooks Koepka, for instance, from people that just aren't going to be able to do it. Koepka talked about how the majors are, like Nicklaus said, you almost, I don't want to say easier to win, because of course they're tough and challenging, but from a standpoint of your competition, most of your competition is eliminated.
Well, maybe
the course is too tough, they can't handle the pressure, et cetera, et cetera. Right now behind him, we got Adam Scott, and it was good to see Adam Scott putting with whatever that thing is he uses, the broomstick with the shovel in the bottom. He made a few putts with it. Dustin Johnson, I was Kevin Favor, who does the outdoor show before, I said, what if DJ shoots 64 today or something and gets to 10 under? Well, if he does that, and if Koepka shoots 65 or 66, you know, I still think there's going to be a big difference. It's not impossible, okay? If one of these players, let's say DJ, for instance, gets into the last group with Brooks tomorrow and he's only five back, it's possible. But like I said, I don't think it's happened. By the way, and Matthew wanted me to mention this, he said, it's really cool, Mike, that FSU is such a great golf school. You got Brooks Koepka in the lead, he's going to win. You got Daniel Berger, who's tied for fourth. So he wanted to make sure that I got that out there.
Listen,
for the
Listen,
even
Knowles. Coming from a Gator, you got to tip your cap to that. Hats off to them.
See, there you go. See? He's All right, got so, class.
So, folks, here's some food for thought as we slide into our next break here on the Ed and Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour. Okay, the average Joe golfer. Okay?
Joe Dokes, let's call him.
This course is playing at just under 7,500 yards.
Ooh.
Okay. The rating is a 77.5, 155 from the back blue tees. So the average Joe, say a 15 handicap, who
would shoot
85, would have an incredible, great day breaking 100.
Oh, yeah. And
okay?
A 15 handicapper wouldn't happen.
So,
probably.
You got game? Think about that here as we go to break here on the Ed and Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour. We'll be right back. We're brought to you by Ping Golf and Ed and Watts Golf Shop, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Live here on 1010 XL and 92.5 FM. We'll be right back.
listening to the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Welcome back as we close out this last segment here on the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour. Two incredible locations. We're the most established, trusted golf retailer in the world. 20 years, over 20 years here in Jacksonville, Florida. Ponte Vedra Beach at A1A and Butler. Jacksonville, Southside at Phillips and Shad Road, 1 mile north of the Avenues Mall. Stop in and see, because Edwin Watts Golf Shops, we're there for you and only you. Hey, a lot of cool stuff going on this week. It's going to be some great golf this weekend. Stop by your local Edwin Watts and drop your name in the bucket to have a chance to win a trip to Ping Golf and also win a Ping bag. And speaking of Ping Golf, Caddy Mike.
Ping Golf, I'm telling you, we want to wish a very big congratulations. As a matter of fact, when you take this trip, you're going to meet this guy. His name is Marty Jurtson, who is, in his day job, is the Ping Vice President of Fitting and Performance, which means he, basically, that's what they do, great fitting and performance. Well, he's also a PGA Tour pro, and he qualified for the PGA Championship. Well, here's what he did at Bethpage Black, 72-69, shot a 169 yesterday for a score of plus one. He's tied for 36th place, so what's he going to do this weekend? He's going to be playing the PGA Championship. By the way, that score beat the Masters champion by 4 strokes. So why do you think that is, Tom? I mean, you know.
Well, it's got to be like superior ping technology.
That's it. Superior technology. So by being able to have superior technology to, say, Tiger, he was able to play his best and do this job. So congratulations to Marty. I'll be looking for him this week. A very good chance that he will finish the low pro. I think 3 pros made it, so congratulations to all of them. Tomorrow I'll be at the Truckin' for Troops golf tournament fundraiser at Blue Sky, thanks to Big Jeff Streif, who was on our show, and looking forward to that. We always talk about how great Northeast Florida and golf is for raising money for the military charities, so I'm looking forward to doing that out of Blue Sky. It's going to be a beautiful day. And also, congratulations, very important, University of North Florida and Scott Schroeder, they had to swoop from behind to get into the NCAAs. They had not a very good first round and made up some ground in the second round, but in the third round, they shot a team 1 under 283 to finish at 8 over for the 54-hole stroke play tournament and qualify in 5th spot to make it to the finals, which means they can compete for the NCAA championship. Congratulations to Philip Knowles, who shot a 66 to finish 4 under overall. The great thing about UNF is they have depth. Jordan Batchelor, who Tom's been talking about how a great player he is. Michael Matisse, we know that name here, who's the nephew of Len Matisse, PGA Tour winner. And Cody Carroll, or Andrew Allegood, and Travis Trace. So congratulations, and we look forward to them to competing for the NCAA championships.
Absolutely. Here's one thing I look forward to, Caddy Mike, all right, is a very, very, very unofficial record at Bethpage this weekend. Phil Mickelson.
Philly Mick.
His record is 984 thumbs up to the crowd. Okay?
984?
Yep. So that he's made the cut, he says, let's go for the 1,000.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to be a very, very unofficial record if he hits that number. For Phil Mickelson giving the crowd the thumbs up, when he makes birdies, So watch for the thumbs and count them. Remember, all right, 984, that's the record by Phil right now. All right, I just had to throw that out there. Hey, keep this in mind, folks. The only thing a golfer needs is more daylight, right?
Of course.
Right. So you play golf all day long, 24 hours a day. I love it. Hey, we also love you tuning in to the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour every week. We're brought to you by Ping Golf and Edwin Watts Golf Shop. Home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Stop in and see us and let us cure all your golfing woes. So we'll see you down the fairway.